1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority about all the great weekend events happening at Wildwood Conservation Area. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Jamie.
Emily, how did last week go with the fishing?
Oh, my gosh. I thought for sure it would be canceled due to weather, but it turned out to be a beautiful day, and it was so popular, we had to add a second learn to fish time.
Wow, that's what I understand. So a great response to the learn to fish. So great crowds, and again, getting the word out, and all about the fun of fishing at Wildwood.
Yeah, and they really focused on the safety of it as well, which I think the parents really appreciated. And I got to see a couple kids catch some fish, so that was pretty exciting for them.
Yeah, there you go. And there was also a yard sale last Saturday at Wildwood, too. There you go.
Yeah, treasures everywhere.
And more fun happening on Saturday. We've got two big events going on, especially if you love horses, Emily.
Yes, which I do, Jamie. So I'm very excited about this one. We have the Aspen's Ojibwe Horses joining us at 10 a.m., and they are actually, the two that are coming are two of only 200 of these types of horses that are currently alive in North America. They were near extinction, and their caregivers, Dale and Sally Ann Patch, are part of the program of trying to reintroduce these animals to Ontario. So they'll be there on hand. We have an Indigenous educator, Kristen, who will be talking about the horse's story, and then the crowd gets to go up and meet these horses and learn more about them one-on-one.
This is such a unique opportunity. What an amazing get-together happening for Saturday. So where do we meet for this one?
That's just beyond the baseball field. It'll be hard to miss because you'll see the crowd, you'll see the horses out there and the horse trailer, but just to the left of the visitor center.
All right, so that's happening Saturday morning. And if you like candy, there's something very special happening at Wildwood on Saturday.
Yeah, so there's also Halloween being hosted at Wildwood. A little early for me. That's happening at 6 p.m. so you can get your kids loaded up on candy and then try to do bedtime with them.
Yeah, so you can make a full day of it. Enjoy the Aspen Ojibwe Horses at 10 a.m. at the Ball Diamond across from the Visitor Center. And then it's Halloween at Wildwood. So you kids can, of course, put their costumes on, trick-or-treat, and it's the campsites that will be certainly taking part in handing out the candy. And I know certainly the seasonal campers really enjoy this. They really get into this and have lots of fun with it.
Really good candy to pick up.
There you go. So lots going on at Wildwood Conservation Area for Saturday. We'll share links and details. That is available for you on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. And Emily, we also should mention that registration is now open for Nature School at Wildwood. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. So those details are on wildwoodconservationarea.ca. And that's a really great program where kids get to be outside, learning in nature, and the educators really let the kids kind of decide where the day goes. So they see what the kids are gravitating to, and then the lessons are based on that. So I've heard really, really great feedback from parents that have sent their kids to it.
It is great events happening at Wildwood Conservation Area, again, with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority and at Wildwood. And it's going to be lots of fun on Saturday. And more events. What's happening next week? Maybe we should briefly touch on more wildlife adventures.
Yeah, so we have Speaking of Wildlife at 10 a.m. back at Wildwood. And another chance to kind of get up close, see some of these animals that we maybe normally wouldn't see. And they're saying that they may have a porcupine, which I'm really hoping for because I've never seen one up close, or a fox, possum, turtles, and again, just sharing that education about those species.
Yeah, educational get-togethers and fun for the whole family. So that's for August 26th. But in the meantime, it's Aspen's Ojibwe Horses at 10 a.m. this Saturday, and Halloween at Wildwood gets underway at 6 p.m. It's going to be a great day for that on Saturday. Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Thanks for the update, Emily.
Thanks, Jamie.